World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Great to be with you guys. We are at the Gray's house, Margaret and Frank Gray. How about that?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's Margaret Gray.
Frank?
Hi, Frank Gray here. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jim Sadler.
And Dr. Sadler was a client of Frank's.
You're kidding. No, Sadler was a client. I defended it in I got a laugh. I defended it in a malpractice.
It was a few years ago, and I don't think it's that funny.
Well, all right. Well, let's just tell everybody. I'm Phil Hendry. Welcome to the show, folks. We are on the road. We are here in Santa Monica, California, with the Grays, Frank, and Margaret. You know, as I spend time in these Southern California little locales, I'm going to miss this place, man.
Well, of course you are. It's Southern California, Los Angeles, is the premier city. It still is. No other city holds a candle to Los Angeles, and it just keeps it keeps on, you know.
Right. Thank you, Frank, for concluding that thought.
Well, it just keeps on keeping on, you know.
I think Los Angeles does have it, but you know what, Phil? You have a great future ahead of you. You're in love.
All right. Well, I don't want to...
We're going to get maudlin or anything.
Where is maudlin?
Well, I mean, it's getting a little much, so...
What's getting a little much?
The love thing, man. I mean, yeah, I'm in love.
I haven't done that. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you the reason why I'm going to Florida. I'm not walking around here goo-goo-eyed. What, Frank?
Well, you know, last night I said to Margaret, I said, look at it. Look at the eyes on it. You know, in fact...
Well, Frank actually sounded a little bit like Renfield in the Dracula movie, and I thought, Frank, are you putting that on? And I realized he wasn't.
Well,
say it again.
I said, look at the eyes on it. Like it's only smaller.
Right. Now, what made you quote Dracula?
I don't know. Your eyes, Phil, had turned red. They were almost a glowing red. And I thought, God almighty, if I got to go through this again.
Go through what? Don't start in on the vampire thing.
Well, Margaret, you know full well, when I was in Babcock Creek, Arizona, there was a vampire run that took place back in the summer of 2016.
I don't know if any of this is true, Phil. Frank says there was a vampire run.
What do you mean by that?
Excuse me. Where is what happened to you? You should have heard it. It went ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Where is General Shaw?
Oh, General Shaw is running late. He's picking up some popcorn.
Yeah, okay. So, Frank, what happened?
There was at Babcock Creek, Arizona, about 4 years ago, there was a vampire run. And they had vampires. Don't even worry about it.
They really?
Would I kid you? Yes, really. And I had gone out there with Elcock Button and a few of the guys from the courthouse, and we were going to get in some trout fishing, and we were just going to play the harmonica and cook out.
Play the harmonica?
Yes. What?
Frank likes to do it traditional.
What's the story with you?
I don't know. I just, okay.
Yeah, we're going to play the harmonica, cook trout, and then sing songs, you know.
What are some of the songs you sing, Mr. Gray?
Oh, you sing all the campfire songs like Camp Town Racetrack, sing that song, doo-dah, doo-dah, you know?
That's great.
F this.
What's so funny?
Nothing, Frank. God damn, it went woman there. It went,
nothing, Frank.
No, I did not. No, I did not. Anyway, here's General Shaw now.
Yeah. I heard, I got the Jiffy. You know what's the other one I got is this Orville Redenbacher.
Well, Orville Redenbacher's fine. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, the Redenbacher is that the quality stuff, Phil?
I don't know.
Well, what the hell?
I think you hit it out of the park, General. Orville Redenbacher, I will tell you this. I'm a popcorn fan, too. When I see Orville Redenbacher's face, I see a corn kernel that's, you know...
Worthy of respect.
Worthy of respect.
Anyway, I got this. I got some Jiffy Pops.
Great. We're going to talk tonight to Frank, to Dr. Jim Sadler. But Frank, could you fill us in on what was the case?
Well, I was involved. This is a alleged malpractice. Dr. Sadler had practiced in San Diego and had asked that I represent it in what it described as a trivial small matter of a malpractice. And I knowing Dr. Sadler from your show, Phil, and from having interacted with it for many a year, I said to it, yes, I'll be happy. And that weekend drove the 128 miles to San Diego. Excuse me.
Get some water, Frank.
Thank you. And took on the case.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, it was basically malpractice in which the accusing party said that Dr. Sadler was giving it a finger. The finger. What is the finger?
You're talking about a proctological?
Yeah, that's it. Checking the prostate. Dr. Sadler had the finger up, put the finger up there, and left it there. It was just, and when the guy turned around and looked, Sadler was smiling at it.
Okay, so just so I have this right.
So this Dr. Sadler was giving a proctological exam.
Yes. And he had this had on a rubber glove and was investigating, doing whatever they do, had the finger up there. And this guy's thinking, I think the finger's been there long enough, and turned to look to, as if to say to Sadler, okay, you can take the finger. And, you know, and Sadler had kind of leaned its head around and was smiling. This guy. And so the guy left. Immediately, Dr. Sadler was contacted by Hoover Boone, who was a very good friend of mine. He's also an attorney. And said that this guy, this...
Can we mention the guy's name?
Yeah, the gentleman's name was Slather Atman.
Slather Atman?
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't mean the guy's guilty because he has a weird name.
It just... all right.
So I talked to the opposing attorney. I talked to the opposing attorney. I forget what his name is now.
You said he was a friend of yours.
I know, yeah, but I don't remember him. I don't remember names. I forgot what its name is. But anyway, I talked to the opposing attorney, and then that's when Dr. Sadler got in touch with me.
So Dr. Sadler got in touch with you to defend him in this case where this guy... Is Dr. Sadler here?
Yeah, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah. I've been waiting for you to... how you doing, Frank?
Hey, Dr. Sadler.
I've been waiting for you to call me in because I'd certainly like to be heard on this. This is a pretty big case.
So Dr. Sadler, the man is accusing you of having just lingering with your finger up there?
That, apparently, yeah. And the guy said that he turned around and looked at me, and I was looking at him with a big smile on my face.
And that was that true? I mean...
No, it was... Well, yes, it was true, but I was examining the prostate. I saw him turn to look at me, so I leaned over and went, hey, what's up, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I told the opposing attorney. I said Dr. Sadler was full on... In the legal term, Phil, it was full on, in the fullness of its job, checking a prostate with a finger in there, and it has to be in there in order to isn't that right? You got to finger it.
Well, we don't say you finger it. You got to check the prostate. Yeah, you have to check the overall health of the prostate, the condition it's in, so on and so forth.
All right, and this is a regular thing.
Yes, this is an exam that every man should have annually. Over the age of 40, they're saying now over the age of 40, and that's what I was doing.
So, was the man right? Was your finger up there too long?
Wow.
Well, I mean, we're going to ask these questions, Dr. Sadler.
Wow.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, it's going to ask the question, okay? I'm married to it. Hey, believe me, it's asked tougher questions.
Well, to answer the question, Ms. Gray, was my finger up there too long? No, I was checking the prostate. And I was feeling around and, you know, and like that. And what got him upset is that he looked at me and I smiled at him. And then I said, okay. And I slowly, he said I didn't pull the finger out fast enough, right?
Yeah, the gentleman said that Dr. Sadler's finger, when it finally pulled it out, it did it real slow and was still smiling at it.
Well, that's a load of horse you-know-what, because that never happened.
All right, so did you pull it out slow?
I pulled it out. What do you mean, did I pull it out? I don't know what that means.
The guy says that you pulled it out probably about this fast. Like, it took you 3 inches, it took you 3 seconds to pull the whole finger out of its rectum.
Oh, that's bullshit, you know.
All right, please watch the language.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's what... But anyway, what happened was Dr. Sadler did the right thing, called me, And I know Husband Boone, I know Taft Wadwell, also, and the other attorney. I think the gentleman owned a bicycle repair store or something like that.
Yeah, right over here on Hoover.
Okay, I don't know, but the gentleman owned a bicycle. And then what happened, and this is where we had to really do our work, the gentleman then said that Dr. Sadler, after Dr. Sadler had pulled its finger out of its rear end, all right, and smiled, and then Dr. Sadler said to it, "Time for me to check and see if your balls are right," something like that.
I never said anything like that, Frank. You're my attorney, okay?
I understand it, Dr. Sadler. I'm just giving the rough edges of this thing.
I said it's time now to see if you got a hernia, and I reached down. I said, "Time to check for the hernia," and my hand. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to check, you know, adjacent to the testicle area.
Well, I don't know. I have the.
You've had a hernia check, haven't you, Frank?
Well, yeah, but that sounds kind of weird, you know.
It's not weird. So.
But first of all, what the man's saying is, you took your time pulling the finger out, and smiled all the while at it, and then said, "Time now to check out, you know, ball one or two."
I never said that.
The man said, you said, "Time to check ball one, number one and ball number two," and you give each one a squeeze.
That's not how you do a hernia check. I might have given each one a squeeze as a gag, okay?
Yeah, well, see, right there, man, that's the guy's got a case.
What do you mean he's got a case? Are you a lawyer?
No, but you're feeling a guy's balls up.
I wasn't feeling his balls up. I was checking for cancer. I was checking for tumors and so forth.
Well, the combination of you pulling the finger out as slow, it took up to 6 seconds for you to pull the finger out.
You said it took three.
Now I remember it took six. Okay, because someone videoed it and.
Yeah, somebody had a video of it. Because, what do you mean someone videoed it?
No, no one videoed it. I made that. I told the court that. But anyway, then immediately you go and you check the ball sack for these, you know, any tumors or anything. So that's what got the problem going, Phil. Okay, so what solved the problem?
Yes, let's hear how this was made whole again.
All right, well, I talked to Dave Bloman over at the Bar Association, and Bloman said that the opposing attorney had left town the day before.
Listen to this, Phil, this is true.
The opposing attorney had left town the day before, had packed up, and had gotten out of town, didn't want any more of the case. So Bloman said to me, you know, this, by default, you win. So,
well, how do you feel? Okay, so. That was a very unfortunate situation. You said the guy left town, and by default, I won. I seem to remember a lawyer being there the next day and you winning, and that lawyer saying to you something along the lines of, Gray, if dishonesty had a bad-fitting suit and yellow teeth, it'd be you.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the lawyer for this guy, Duck Button. It was either Duck Button or Jerry Cusinelli. But anyway, what I'm saying is that we won the case.
Yeah, Frank did a good job, and it was very humiliating. And I also, he retracted.
Yeah, we demanded that it retract a statement about the finger getting pulled out real slow. And
well, what do you mean to retract the statement? I mean, what about the whole case?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole case.
Frank had this man saying it might have been my imagination at the end of the trial.
Yeah, I told the opposing attorney, Slane Wilson.
What's the guy's name, man? You have like five different names.
I don't remember. I'm using placeholder names, but he's a good friend of mine.
He's a good friend of yours. You just don't remember his.
Hey, you know something, Phil? I got other things to do all day long besides going through my social calendar and seeing all the wonderful people what I know. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Yes, yes, sir. Okay.
All right. So anyway, we got the opposing, the plaintiff to apologize to Jim, and also we got the plaintiff to say, if your finger was up there for 6 seconds, I'm not saying it felt bad.
Right. Meaning what?
Meaning the guy might have been enjoying it.
Oh, you didn't get that, did you?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
All right, who wants popcorn?
Yeah, I'll take some.
Yep. General Shaw, we're getting up to speed here on this thing with the... You want to...
Yeah, well, so what's the story?
I already told him I got to go through it again for you.
All right, sorry.
So... It turns out that Dr. Sadler was sued by some guy because the guy said that Dr. Sadler had his finger up the guy's rear end for a prostate exam.
Yeah.
And we had it up there too long, and when the guy looked at Dr. Sadler, Sadler was smiling at him.
Now, here goes Phil with the big laughs now. He thinks anything having to do with a finger up in the ass, Phil finds it funny.
I'm sorry. Well, I can tell you, Phil... Yeah, Dr. Sadler, you were frightened.
I was scared to death, okay? You can sit there if you want. You want to laugh about it?
Well, let me ask you something, Dr. Sadler. Did you have your finger up there too long?
No, I didn't. Did I have it up there for 6 seconds? Maybe, but was that too long? No.
Well, why would you have your finger up there for 6 seconds?
You're resting it? First of all, I had a tough day, so I wanted to rest my finger. Okay?
What do you mean you wanted to rest your finger in the guy's rear end?
That's right. That's right, you know. You got a problem with that?
Look, yesterday was some... Let me tell you something. Yesterday was some goofball named Lode Fanwell. Today it's you. I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's...
All right, hold on. Everybody. Okay, so anyway, what we've got here is that you won the case, Frank. Congratulations. Did you want to come on and talk about that, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, that was the reason that Frank had called me. So you remember the... Do you remember the Bozzoni case? I said, oh, the guy that sued me because he said the finger was in there too long. And he says, yeah. And I said, yeah. He says, well, I'm going to talk about it on the Henry Show. But the other thing I wanted to mention was the fact that nobody gives me credit for the fact that I was giving a proctological exam, see? So I've been a veterinarian. I've been a psychiatrist. I've been a GP. Proctology. Hey, man, you know, when you want it done and you want it done good... You get Dr. Jim Sadler on the case.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So you came on the program as a big commercial.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, you know.
I want to ask you a question, Dr. Sadler. You are in good shape. By the way, how's the wife?
Yeah, how is Mindy?
Well, her name's Mandy. God damn.
You know what? You're never going to say what her name really is, are you?
I just said it's Mindy.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. Is it M-A-N-D-Y?
Mandy.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, God, all of a sudden everybody's depressed.
Well, you and Vernon Coach Dozier are the same. The wife with the... They can't get the name right, you guys.
I get my wife's name right. Don't even worry about it, okay? Don't even worry about it.
All right. Well, how long have you been married to Mandy?
What?
Mandy? I'm kidding. Yes, it's Mandy. I've been married to her for, well, God, we've been married about 25 years now.
And you married her? Oh, no, it was Coach Dozier that married her right out of high school.
Yeah, that's his freak, you know. But, no, we've had a really good marriage. Yeah, I'm 30 years older than her. So what? She likes that I'm ripped. I got the big arms and the big chest, as you can see, Ms. Gray. And
yes, I can see that you're very well built. I also see that you got sort of buck teeth. I also see that you wear that bowl haircut.
Yeah, what about it? Oh, boy, you're trying to tell me this is out of style?
It looks ridiculous with those sunglasses you're wearing.
Why do you cut your hair?
Because it's easy, okay? You put a bowl on your head.
Are you kidding me or something?
Wait, Doc Sal. Are you trying to tell me the day that we went into court you had a bowl hair? I remember you had a bowl haircut. The day we went into court, I remember I went to your hotel, knocked on the door... And you came to the door holding a bowl on your head. Is that what you were doing?
Yes, I was giving myself a trim.
All right,
I see. So everyone here, Mr. Henry, I wouldn't talk. You got no hair at all.
Yeah, that's true, Mr. Henry.
I know that. I'm not the guy that's bringing up the bowl haircut. You guys are. Or who, doctor, I mean...
My name is Frank Gray, okay? Thanks for the doctor.
I'm the guy. I got a bowl haircut. I got a hot wife. I got big guns and a big chest. Yeah? Okay? Anybody?
Take it easy, Sadler. All right. All I wanted to know is, are you still out on the front lawn, oiled up in a Speedo? And are you wearing a Speedo? You're wearing like a thong Speedo.
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Well, isn't that a little inappropriate?
Well, are you wearing that when there's kids out in the neighborhood?
Look, Phil, you keep wanting to work the same side of the street. Every time I talk to you, you'll say, are you out on the front lawn, all oiled up in a Speedo, lifting? And I say, yeah. Are you in a thong? I say, yeah, sometimes. I said, don't you realize there's kids... And I say, look,
I don't go out there when there's kids. I go out there when there's nobody, and then all of a sudden kids show up, and I just say, okay, you know.
Well, see, this is the other thing, too. I mean, I didn't want to get, but this is the other thing, too. And you had told me that you turned around and basically spread your ass cheeks while you're doing some leg lifts.
I didn't spread my ass. They naturally spread, yeah.
While there were children.
No, there were no children, no. There were a couple of housewives, and they stood there on the front lawn staring, okay? Yeah, all of a sudden everybody's quiet about that.
Oh, so I see. They were really admiring your ass.
I would not put it that crudely, but that's kind of the way it went.
Dr. Jim Sadler's with us. We also have Frank and Margaret Gray with us. And we have, of course, General Galen Shaw and Bud Dickman. We're talking here to Dr. Sadler about a number of things. And I was not aware of the relationship that you had here with Frank Gray. Frank defended you in a malpractice suit where you had your finger, you were giving a guy a proctological exam, and you had your finger up there too long, according to the guy.
Yeah, but that case was dropped, and the guy got in his, the attorney got in his car and went out of town, and the judge got up and left. And the only guy left was the guy that brought the suit.
You're kidding.
No, that's true. Yeah, and I looked at the guy. I walked over to the guy. I said, you know, better luck next time. And I think I had one of these Tootsie Pops. You ever seen it, Phil?
Tootsie Pop, yeah.
Yeah, I had it. I said, hey, this is for you. I gave him the Tootsie Pop, and I waddled out.
You waddled out?
Well, I had something.
All right, so anyway, that happened to Dr. Sadler. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Dr. Sadler about his weightlifting out on the front lawn in a Speedo. Oiled up, did you say?
Yeah, that's right. Oiled up. I oil up. I put on a Speedo. I go out. I have the barbell and the weights. I got my weight bench. I love the clean, fresh air. I go out there when there's no one out there. And I start lifting. I do the leg curls. And yeah, you know, if you look in the right at the right angle, you're looking right up my you-know-what.
And you're doing this, there's no kids?
No, but I said there's a couple of housewives that are constantly hanging out with their tongues hanging out.
Oh, get out of here, Sadler.
Hey, you're my lawyer. You're supposed to...
You know, I was its lawyer, but that doesn't mean I've got to sit and listen to every ounce of bullcrap that drops out of its face, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something, Frank.
Right, hold on, folks. We're going to take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show live from Santa Monica at Frank and Margaret Gray's house.
Hello, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. Yes, I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and I'm here to do a promotion for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. The Backstage Pass. Yes, indeed. It's something that a great many of you enjoy. Some of you have never had the Backstage Pass. And while I do not necessarily like the double entendre of Backstage Pass, since we're also listening to Dr. Sadler talk about having his finger up there too long, man...
Gloria Grover here. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. I believe that Dr. Elcott is, he's doubled over now, almost as if he's got a bad gas pain, right? Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get thousands of hours of great radio and digital content, video casts, home movies, the works, baby, the works, and Elcott the Next Step, the great podcast itself. At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online. Other than porn.
Welcome back here to Margaret and Frank Ray's house here in Santa Monica, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the road, baby. On the road as we begin our trek to the south. And I can't tell you the things that are going through my mind. You know, it was, as we mentioned on the show last night, it was many, many years ago that I started my radio career in Orlando, Florida. I came out to Florida from California to work in the construction business for a buddy's father. And a year later, I was in radio, and I left Orlando in 1977 to go to New Orleans. That would have been my first, I guess, is that a major market?
I was going to say, is New Orleans considered a major market?
I think so, man. I mean, medium to major, maybe.
What are you talking about?
Never mind, bud. We're talking about New Orleans.
You pronounce it New Orleans, huh?
And let me tell you what. I got into town, and I wasn't sure how to pronounce it. I think like most people who didn't come from there, I was saying New Orleans or New Orleans. And I very quickly got it beat into me that it was New Orleans. Now, some people who are locals say Nolans, some people, but New Orleans
is the way I learned it, and that's the way it...
And no one gave you any crap about it?
No, after that, everyone. So I was there, and I went down to Miami and worked at WSHE, and then came to Los Angeles and spent 10 years in the classic rock and AOR album rock business in Los Angeles at KNX-FM, brief time at KMET, KLSX. Why are you giving us...
Well, you're giving us the resume, why?
Just to tell you how... Oh, my God.
Hey, Margaret, the guy is making a big career move and a big personal life move, okay? Give him a break.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, so that's all. So here I am after a great deal of success that we had with our show, nationally syndicated show, and that we're having with our podcast. Now I'm heading back.
Now, let me tell you, you're going to do a stand-up comedy that you do down there? Or what?
I don't do stand-up comedy. You mean the show?
The one-man show.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it depends. What I'd like to do is the Broward Center. They've got a lot of seats. I think we'll get a good crowd if we did our one-man show, but I'll wait and see, man. You know, it's been 25 years since I was on the air in Miami. Anyway, radio is not really what we're doing anymore. We're doing our wonderful Phil Henry show, Netcast, as I like to call it. My guest here today is Dr. Jim Sadler, and we're just kind of wrapping up here, Dr. Sadler. A lot of interesting things about your life. You know, the fact that you were a proctologist, a veterinarian, a psychologist, a GP, you lift weights.
Well, you know, the thing is, I lift weights, and the first time, I never was really ashamed of lifting weights. I had been on your show, on your show, and I was talking about lifting weights, and if anybody gave me a hard time...
Oh, this is good. You said if anybody gives you static, you just rest your arm on the driver's side door.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So I lift my arm up and I just rest it there so that when people go by, they see a well-muscled arm.
When you talk about well-muscled, you know, my wife's here.
I don't think... What are you...
Well, I don't want guys talking about their well-muscled... What are you talking about?
I'm talking about my arm, Frank. You thought I was talking about... Frank thought you were talking about your penis. You have a well-muscled penis.
Well?
Well what?
Oh, never mind.
Frank, never mind, okay, man? He's not going to pull it out and... Well, are you?
No, I am not. Although I'm not, you know, I. If you want to know the truth, excuse me, Ms. Gray, you're here, but you might as well know it. I have, you know, a large...
You got a large dick.
I wouldn't put it that way, but I think my wife's never complained.
Well, naturally, she loves you, and I don't complain about Frank either.
What? Oh, my God, you're trying to say I got a pencil dick?
Okay, everybody stop. I don't want to talk about this, okay? Pencil dick.
Shut up, Dickman. Dickman, you better shut up before I sue you for all you're worth.
What's so funny, Phil?
You're going to sue Bud.
That's right, yeah. And you sit back there going, you're going to sue Bud. That's what I'm going to sue Bud. I'm going to sue you. I'll sue you guys. You'll be bleeding from every hole. Oh, okay.
Anyway, Phil, I wanted to say that, yes, I have a well-muscled arm. And sometimes if someone in traffic gives me a load of stuff, guess what I do? I lay the arm right up there, the well-muscled arm, you know.
And so the guy drives by and goes, oh, I better not mess with him. Look at he's got the big arm.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I'll look, I'll glance to my left to see if they still want to go. And I lift the arm off the door and I go, you see? You see the arm?
Oh, you do not.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'll go, yeah, this is it. So.
And then that sort of tells it to back it off.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, congratulations, Dr. Sadler, on many years of success in San Diego. Your well-muscled arm and...
apparently your well-muscled dick, too. I'm only kidding.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank, for that. Anyway, we want to thank you very much, Dr. Sadler.
Thank you, Phil. I'm walking out of here with nothing again. Is that it?
No, Dr. Sadler, we're going to give you official Phil Henry Show shot glass. And we have four of them.
I got shot. Okay, never mind.
Well, if you have shot, what else can we give them, bud?
We have the Phil Henry Show coffee mug.
I have that.
Well, guess what, Doc? I guess we don't...
Well, what about some of the bowling shirts? Jesus, H.
Yeah, I got the bowling shirts. Nice.
Okay. You got the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Okay, Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt for you, Dr. Sadler, for being on our show here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And thank you for talking about your dick.
Oh, you guys, give me a...
And thank you, Dr. Sadler, for the very interesting legal cases. You leaving your finger up there too long, and then pulling it out, and then taking 6 seconds to pull it out.
That's what happened. That's what happened. Read it and weep. And do you want to talk to Frank Gray about it? He's got all the details.
Well, I do. I guess you want to discuss it.
No, thank you.
world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1, ARC 19. And we thank Dr. Jim Sadler for joining us here on the road at Margaret and Frank Gray's house here in Santa Monica, California.
Now, when are you going to be in Florida, Phil?
We'll be in Florida June 16. June 16 or June 17. And we'll be broadcasting live, baby. I'm Frank Gray, and I listen to it every day.